This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Houthi movement threatened a strong and effective response, their words, after the United States carried out another strike in Yemen early Saturday, further ratcheting up tensions as Washington vows to protect shipping from attacks by the Iran-aligned group. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
The U.S. said its latest strike hit a radar site a day after dozens of American and British strikes on Houthi facilities in Yemen. A Houthi spokesperson told Reuters the strikes had no significant impact on the group's ability to prevent Israel-affiliated ships from passing through the Red Sea, though the Pentagon said the U.S.-British strikes had, quote, good effects. The strikes have added to concerns about the escalation of the conflict that has spread through the region since the Palestinian militant group Hamas and Israel went to war. Iran's allies also entered the fray from Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Saturday Israel will not be deterred by the International Court of Justice from pursuing its Gaza war until total victory after South Africa lodged a lawsuit alleging genocide against the Palestinians.
Ad la-nitzachon ha-mukhlat, ad she-nasig et kol yadin.
He said, no one will stop us, not the Hague, not the Axis of Evil, no one. Netanyahu also said a decision had yet to be made about a potential military takeover of an area along the Gaza Strip's border with Egypt. Ruling party candidate Lai Ching-te has emerged victorious in Taiwan's presidential election, and his opponents have conceded. Beijing strongly opposes Lai, and the result will determine the trajectory of relations with China over the next 4 years.